from KQED.
Alameda County supervisors are tired of battling a slow-moving tidal wave of expired pharmaceutical drugs. They voted unanimously to require drug companies to handle the problem themselves. There's no word of whether the industry will take the county to court over this national precedent, but if it doesn't, there's a good chance other counties will follow Alameda's lead. Peter John Schuler has more.
Unused prescription drugs are causing multiple headaches for local authorities. On one hand, overstocked medicine cabinets contribute to drug abuse and poisoning among both youth and senior citizens. But environmentalists warn that flushing pills down the toilet creates a toxic brew flowing into public waterways. Heidi Sanborn is with the California Product Stewardship Council, which advocates for companies to better manage the disposal of their products.
We're very pleased that the county held firm and had a unanimous support for the ordinance. We are disappointed, of course, that the pharmaceutical companies haven't come in and provided any kind of suggestions on what they could do to help.
But Richard Engelhardt also expressed disappointment. He's vice president for government affairs with the drug company trade group Bay Bio. Engelhardt says the industry tried to work with the county on a plan, but doesn't believe the current ordinance will achieve the stated goals.
We're displeased that those arguments fell on deaf ears. We'll see where it goes from here.
Engelhardt couldn't say if there would be a legal challenge. Alameda County now runs its own drug collection sites, which it says cost more than $300,000 a year. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.